Husband, starring Helen Menken as Brenda Cummings. Makers of Dr. Lyons Tooth Powder present Second Husband, the story of a lovely widow with children who does find happiness in marriage a second time and who now carries on life at home as a Navy wife. If you want beautifully clean teeth, here's something well worth remembering next time you're at your drugstore. There is one tooth powder, Dr. Lyons, with such a glowing record of success that you can confidently reach for it without one second's hesitation. It outsells all other tooth powders, and the reason is this. You can buy nothing, even if you pay double the price. There is absolutely nothing you can buy that cleans your teeth more quickly, more thoroughly, and above all, more beautifully than Dr. Lyons tooth powder. It's America's first choice, so make it your choice. Now, Second Husband, the story of Brenda Cummings.
I knew Mildred would help me when I really needed her. Oh, we disagree a lot. Sisters often do, but in a crisis, they stick together. And now with her on my side, surely Elsa King can be persuaded to leave Fran alone. But I still don't quite understand why she should want to change Fran. Is it because she's my daughter? Or because Elsa likes the idea of ruling people's lives, of making them different from the way they naturally are? At first, she was only interested in getting Fran on the stage. But her preoccupation with Fran is much more than that now. And that's why the child mustn't stay any longer in Elsa King's house. Oh, Mildred will persuade them both. She's the last resort I have to turn to.
Yes, Mildred has promised to try to help Brenda. Whether she'll succeed or not is quite another matter, for Mildred's case history is not a good one. In a well-meaning but blundering way, she always causes confusion and trouble. Indeed, it was she who wanted Fran at 16 to go on the stage, the opposite of what Brenda wanted. And it was Mildred who first got Elsa King, the producer, interested in the young girl. Well, now Mildred has gone to Elsa's house to carry out Brenda's mission.
Why, Mildred, hello. How nice. Fran and I were just talking about you.
How is Fran, Elsa? Brenda seems to think she's in a dreadful state.
Well, naturally Brenda thinks that because Brenda herself puts Fran in a state. Your sister's a very disrupting person.
Do you think so, Elsa? I mean, do you think she's high-strung? I'm always saying she is, but she denies it.
Very unstable is what I think. I'm amazed Fran could be the dear girl she is living with a mother like that. It's doing her a world of good to be here with me.
I'm sure it is, Elsa. I'm positive of it. But all the same, I promised Brenda I'd persuade you to send her home.
Mildred, I'm shocked at you. Do you mean to say you've turned against me?
Of course not. But Brenda's so persuasive. I think Fran should stay here if she wants to and you want her. But Brenda can't see it. She thinks Fran is being all upset. She thinks...
And who upset her in the first place? Who wouldn't let her on the stage when I made her a stunning offer?
Brenda, of course.
Exactly. And instead of admitting it, she tries to throw the blame on us.
Yes, that is what she's doing, isn't it? Imagine my sister acting like that. Oh, I don't know what gets into Brenda sometimes. She's really a sweet thing at heart.
Here I am working for Fran, planning for her, trying to make her happy. And what thanks do I get for it?
accusations, recriminations, insults even. Sometimes I feel like giving up. But for Fran's sake, I won't. She needs me, and I won't desert her now.
Oh, Elsa, that's wonderful of you. Oh, dear, I was supposed to bring Fran home. Well, no one can say I didn't try, can they? I did tell you she ought to come home, didn't I? It's not my fault if you persuaded me otherwise. Of course, I didn't think she should anyhow. But nevertheless, I did what Brenda told me to. She'll be furious with me, Elsa. Perfectly furious.
Let her be. You can't please everyone, Mildred. I learned that long ago.
But Brenda will blame me.
Well, let her do that, too. She blamed me also. But I can stand it. We know when we're right.
Elsa, I want to tell you something. I think if Fran stays here, Brenda will break down and let her go on the stage. I really do. She's at her wit's end right this minute.
Mildred, you're a goose.
I'm not either. I know what I'm talking about. Brenda,
darling,
is...
why do you think I've been keeping Fran here? I've known all along it would undermine your dear sister's resistance.
You haven't? Oh, Elsa, you're so clever. I never thought of it that way until just now.
Then you'll help me?
It doesn't sound to me as if you need any help.
Well, a little. Go back and tell Brenda that you too feel Fran's environment at home isn't the best thing for her. Tell her that Fran's lost faith in her mother. Tell her the only thing that will restore it is letting Fran be in my play.
So once again, Mildred is in the enemy's camp. Well, now she returns to Brenda, who has been waiting impatiently for the news she hopes her sister will bring.
Oh, Mildred, quick. What did Elsa say? What did Fran say?
It was a fool's errand you sent me on, Brenda, and you had no right to do it.
Why, what do you mean by that?
You didn't give me a fair picture. You talked as if Elsa were hurting Fran. She's doing nothing of the kind.
Oh, but she is. Couldn't you see, Mildred? Didn't you talk to Fran?
I talked to both of them. And instead of hurting Fran, Elsa is repairing as best she can all the damage you've done.
Oh. So she won you over, too.
If you want to call it that, yes. And you'd better be won over yourself, Brenda, or you'll be sorry.
Won over to Elsa's side? Never, never.
To Fran's side? Do you want your daughter's trust and admiration, or don't you?
Oh, you know I do.
Well, then.
Well, then what?
Unless you stop being stubborn and narrow-minded, you'll lose Fran forever.
Is it stubborn and narrow-minded to want your daughter at home?
I'm not talking about that. I suppose it's natural enough for you to want her here. But you shouldn't want it when it's not for good for her.
Not good for her. Not good for Fran to be in her own house.
Not when she feels as she does.
About me? Is that what you mean?
You know exactly what I mean. But you're closing your eyes to it. Fran thinks you don't care anything about her. And I'm inclined to think she's right.
Why, Mildred,
I'm sorry, Brenda, but that's what I think. I'm sorry to have to think it.
But don't you see that if Fran came home, I could get that foolishness out of her head.
Could you?
Well, I certainly can't do it while she's closeted there with Elsa King, who keeps filling her mind full of lies about me.
Elsa's trying to help you. But of course you can't see that.
Well, is it your idea that helping me consists in turning my daughter against me?
You did that. You know you did. You wouldn't let her go on the stage, and you had no right to refuse her.
Oh, not right. Why, I'm her mother. It's my place and my job to decide what's best for her. She's too unstable emotionally for a career yet. And her instability has certainly been proven. Look how she's acted lately.
Well, there's no use talking to you. You blame Elsa, you blame Fran, you blame yourself, but never, never, never do you really blame yourself.
Well, I blame myself, all right. But not for what you think, Mildred. I blame myself for letting you stay on in my house. I blame myself for ever letting Fran go near Elsa King when my instincts told me immediately that she was not to be trusted.
Brenda, I'm not going to argue with you anymore. I give up. I really do. But I've got one thing to say. Regardless of who was at fault, regardless of everything that's gone before, if you want your daughter back, and I don't mean just back in the house, you'd better change your ways and quick.
But how? How can I change my ways? I'm the same as I always was. Fran loved me before Elsa King went to work on her. Mildred, I don't know how to change. I don't know what else to be. If I knew, I'd do it. I'd do anything.
Do you mean that?
Of course I do. Wouldn't any mother do anything to heal a rift between herself and her daughter?
I can tell you what to do. It'll work, too. It isn't a guess.
Then tell me, please. I don't see how you know when... I don't, but go ahead, tell me.
You won't listen.
Please tell me.
What's so simple, I'm surprised you haven't thought of it.
Well, aren't you going to tell me, Mildred?
Let Fran play that part.
Oh, I see.
But do you see? It's the only way, Brenda, to prove to Fran that you love her. Right or wrong, it's the only way. The whole thing is so important to her that when you stop her, as you've been doing... She sees you only as the obstacle in her path. No one likes obstacles. So just now, Fran doesn't like you.
Well, when parents give in to their children's whims, it doesn't do any good in the end. The children don't respect them for it.
This is not a whim of Fran's. Like it or not, Brenda, your back's to the wall. Mark my word. All Fran's life she'll hold this against you unless you do give in.
You and Elsa have done your work well, haven't you?
Well, I've said all I have to say. What are you going to do, Brenda?
I don't know, Mildred. I just don't know.
Once, Mildred is right. Brenda's back is to the wall, and she can't fight back any longer. So what will she do? Well, tomorrow she will decide in Second Husband. If your teeth lack the natural, clear beauty they should have, follow the lead of Mr. and Mrs. America. Choose the tooth powder that's first choice of America's millions, Dr. Lyons tooth powder. The outstanding favorite this year, the outstanding favorite last year. Again and again, year after year, it's always the same. Dr. Lyons, America's first choice. What stronger proof could there be that Dr. Lyons will clean and polish your teeth until all their natural beauty is revealed? Well, that's why Dr. Lyons is America's favorite. Because you can buy nothing. No, not even if you were to pay double the price. You can get absolutely nothing which will clean your teeth more quickly, more thoroughly, and above all, more beautifully than Dr. Lyons. So try Dr. Lyons. Find out to your complete satisfaction, in fact, to your utter delight, how quickly and thoroughly Dr. Lyons cleans and brightens your teeth. And see how quickly other people respond to your smile. More folks have made friends with Dr. Lyons than with any other tooth powder in America. Second Husband, starring Helen Menken as Brenda Cummings, will be on the air at this same time tomorrow, and every day, Monday through Friday at this time, 11:15 a.m. Eastern Wartime. And this is Frank Gallup bidding you goodbye until tomorrow.